Well, more reflections on the way things are done in Queensland, this time from the ICAC inquiry in New South Wales into Australian water holdings. Former New South Wales Liberal Party fundraiser and AWH lobbyist Paul Nicolau told ICAC yesterday that AWH had to fork out $5,000 to the Queensland Liberal Party in order to secure a meeting with the then Brisbane Lord Mayor Campbell Newman in 2007. He said he was told, not by Newman himself, that the donation was mandatory. Campbell Newman is fast losing his reputation as a clean skin. Queensland's top public servant, John Grayson, the Director General of Queensland's Department of Premier and Cabinet, hand-picked by Campbell Newman, owned 25% of a company, 75% owned by Australian Water Holdings, which was in the business of providing water to coal seam gas projects. That company's now been deregistered in order to exit from the affairs of AWH, but in its place a new company with a new name, providing the same coal seam gas water services created in May last year. John Grayson, Nick DiGirolamo, Eddie O'Bee Jr. and Dennis Jubb Boer, Eddie O'Bede's nephew and a former AWH senior employee, were all shareholders. But DiGirolamo and Eddie O'Bede Jr. transferred their shares to Jabour in August 2013, allowing Campbell Newman's spokesman to claim recently, it's on the public record that both Eddie O'Bede and Nick DiGirolamo are no longer shareholders. Really. Well, the jockey may have changed, but I'm telling you, it's business as usual in Queensland.
Alan Jones comments. Thanks to floorheating.com.au.
Keep warm this winter with Floor Heating Systems' amazing underfloor heating. You can heat the whole house or individual rooms with thermostatically controlled temperatures. And with Floor Heating's brilliant system, you can do it efficiently, saving you money. Call Floor Heating Systems now on 02 2752 or visit floorheating.com.au. They can warm any room in the house or shed. Floor Heating Systems 02 2752 or for the full range go to floorheating.com.au.